Welcome. You are listening to Central Synagogue's podcast, featuring sermons, lectures, and conversations from Manhattan's historic Central Synagogue. I'm Rabbi Angela Buchdahl. Each week, we invite you to listen to messages of strength and hope given by our clergy on Shabbat or Jewish holidays. You can also listen to audio recordings of other programs and lectures given at Central by subscribing to this podcast on the platform of your choice. If you'd like to watch our live stream services or learn more about our congregation, I invite you to visit us at centralsynagogue.org. We hope you enjoy this week's sermon. And raise me up to a world of living,
safe from the storm. Weary and wounded, yearning for hope, desperate for something better, we come to the end of the year. Tonight is the last Shabbat of the month of Av. Next week, we enter into Elul, the final month that will carry us into 5785, the new year. Each morning of Elul, it is customary to hear the blast of the shofar. Its piercing cry awakens us to the work of Teshuvah, summoning us to pay attention to what is broken in ourselves, our communities, and the world. So much feels broken these days. So much damage has been done. So much worry and fear engulf us as we contemplate the future. But the ancient sound of the shofar calls us to begin the work of healing and repair in the new year. Our sages pointed out that the letters which spell out Elul match the initial letters of a verse from the Song of Songs, Ani ledodi vedodi li, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Our sages saw Elul as a season of love, a time when God draws closer to us, calling us to draw nearer, to cherish and be cherished in beloved relationship. Our sages imagined God saying to us, make for me an opening of teshuva, as small as the eye of a needle, and I will make the opening of forgiveness so wide that coaches and wagons can enter. With love and mercy, God is ready to embrace us as we begin the journey back to our best selves and set a new course for the year to come. This year, the call of love seems especially urgent. Consider these words written by James Baldwin of blessed memory. For nothing is fixed. Forever and forever and forever, it is not fixed. The earth is always shifting. The light is always changing. The sea does not cease to grind down rock. Generations do not cease to be born. And we are responsible to them because we are the only witnesses they have. The sea rises, the light fails. Lovers cling to each other, and children cling to us. The moment we cease to hold each other, the moment we break faith with one another, the sea engulfs us and the light goes out. Baldwin writes that in a time when nothing is fixed, a time of ceaseless change and tumult, what stands firm is a sacred imperative. We must hold each other. We must not break faith with one another, lest the rising sea engulf us and the light go out. We might understand his words in another way. When nothing is fixed, when no acts of moral or spiritual repair take place, the world remains broken, our communities shattered, our hearts mired in despair. Elul, the season of love, calls us to turn toward God with love. But that is only the first step in the process of teshuva. In his new book, Judaism is About Love, Rabbi Shai Held teaches that God created each of us as an act of unmerited love. We don't earn God's love, Held writes, but we aspire to live up to it. And loved, we strive to be lovers ourselves. God's love is both a gift and a challenge, a gift in that it is unearned and unconditional, a challenge in that it comes with hopes and expectations for who and how we can be and for what we can do in the world. To be human is to grow in love, love for friends, family, and community. In the month of Elul, we sense acutely this challenge to grow in love, to turn toward one another, to soften and open our hearts to the work of teshuvah, to make change by extending to others the same grace and compassion that God offers each of us. Real teshuvah, repentance, atonement, and return can happen only in relationship and in community. During a fraught and divisive time in our country and in our Jewish community, Elul offers us a precious opportunity to begin to bind up our wounds, to turn toward each other with love, to reaffirm the sacred threads that connect us across generations. This Elul, Central is partnering with the New York Peace Institute to facilitate weekly Elul reflection and discussion circles. Moderated by trained Central members, our Elul circles are spaces for our community members to speak and to listen with compassion and respect, to learn from one another, to discuss complex issues facing our community with nuance, to support each other through the days and months ahead. Our Elul circles offer a way to heal together, to open our minds and soften our hearts, to have challenging conversations in the loving spirit of this season. I am honored to invite you to join me and Rabbi Buchdahl on September 11th for an evening with the New York Peace Institute to learn more about our Elul circles and how you can participate in person and virtually throughout the month of Elul and into the fall. Please watch for more detailed information in the weekly. As we come to the end of a painful year in which our country and Jewish communities feel more divided than ever, Elul calls us to the best within us, summoning us to cherish one another, to hold on to each other as beloved, not because we agree on everything, but because we are a sacred community bound together by new and ancient threads of relationship. If we fail to do this work, as James Baldwin reminds us, the light will go out. The poet Marge Piercy reminds us that we all carry this light within us, and the new year is full of promise. She writes, "The moon is dark tonight, a new moon for a new year. It is hollow and hungers to be full. It is the black zero of beginning. Now you must void yourself of injuries, insults, incursions. Go with empty hands to those you have hurt and make amends. It is not too late. It is early and about to grow. Now is the time to do what you know you must and have feared to begin. As you turn inward to face yourself, you find hidden the hidden twin of all you must grow to be. Forgive the dead year. Forgive yourself. What will be wants to push through your fingers. The light you seek hides in your belly. The light you crave longs to stream from your eyes. You are the moon that will wax in new goodness." In this season of change and possibility, may we grow for love, in love, for one another. In the fog of our pain and hurt, let us not lose sight of each other and the goodness that is within us. Just as God draws nearer to us, let us draw near to one another as we look with hope toward the new year. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Central Synagogue's podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you're in the loop on future episodes. And please follow us on social media or watch our live stream at centralsynagogue.org, our Facebook page, or on national cable at the Jewish Broadcasting Service. Thanks again for joining us.